Sunday, 22nd of March, Chav Tov Adar. Birchas HaChama series, part 1. Dan Levy of Raskin. Birchas HaChama, understanding the relevant astronomy and astrology. You can download the slides for the share on our website www.toraway.org.uk.
Morning, Rabbi Isai. Hoshim Bechved Achsanya. Today, great cover to be here with you. And Oilam, who taken off their free time to come and learn Torah on a Sunday morning. A special Hashishkoyach to the organizer, Abdudi. Now, I want to go straight to the topic at hand, which is Birchas HaChama. I wanted to use a display with a projector, but it's not suitable for this setting, as in the room. So we're doing second best. We'll be using the handouts, and I'll be showing you which page I'm on for. So now we're starting page 1, and that is Birchas HaChama, and we start off with the terms astrology and astronomy. The difference between astronomy and astronomy is the geography of the universe. Astra means a star, and the knowledge of where each star, each planet is placed, that is called astronomy. Astrology is the understanding of the influence of the stars on what is going on in Olam Hazeh, in this world. The word mazel comes from the notion of noizlim, of noizel, of a flow of energy. And the way the Eibishter created the world is that he does give energy to the world through the various heavenly bodies, as in the Kechovim. Yisrael, we have the expression Ein Mazel LeYisrael, that we don't dabble in this, we don't dabble in horoscope, and we have the notion in the Pasuk, Tomim Tiyayim Hashem Alekecho, and therefore we don't dabble in this kind of thing. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The Pshat is Ein Mazel Yisroel, like Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Say, Havayotze Oyse Hachutzo, Say Mi Itzagninus Shelcho. Don't be bound by the prediction of the Kechovim. And Avraham Ein Moilid, Avraham Moilid. Ein Mazel Yisroel, there's another touch, Ayin Mazel Yisroel. There's a level of Yesh and there's a level of Ayin. By reaching to the level of Mei Ayin Yovo Yezri, from the level of Ayin, of Bittul to Hashem, Yovo Yezri. That's how my assistance will come about. Alright, so we're going to have to first deal with, the first thing we have to start with is the Gemara in Brachos, which is sheet 2. Ought to be sheet 2, perhaps it's sheet 1, or sheet 3. The Gemara Brachos, Tonu Rabbonon, Haroye Chama Bitkufoso, one who sees the Chama, the sun, in its Kufoso. Now, we're going to translate this as the equinox, which means the Tkufas Nisan. There are others who understand other Mekoiras, not in the Gemara Babli, who understand the Tkufas Meloshon Toikef, and the sun in its prime. And there are the sources in Medrash which says that if the sun has been out of view for 3 days and now it's shining in its full glory, then you say, Ayesemaisi Veracious. We don't paskin like that. We don't translate this as tokfo, but tkufo as a lotion of a circle, like hakofo for Simchas Torah. So that is, tkufosa means when it's gone a full circle, a full cycle, and then the bonadik varoso, those other things we don't use. Poskim say we don't follow Lamaisa. So the main thing we were following is Chama B'Tkufasa. When one does witness Chama B'Tkufasa, you say the Brocha Eise Maite Bereshis. Frek di Gemore V'Eimas Havi. When is this moment of the Chama, the sun, doing full cycle? Amar Abaye Kol Esir Meshmei Neshnin, every 28 years. The Hodar Magze. The cycle has come back. Benoflot Tkufas Nisan B'Shabsoi. That the Tkufas Nisan, which means that the yearly cycle is divided into 4 quarters. And the beginning of the quarter of Nisan, otherwise known in English as the equinox, the spring equinox, will work out in Shabsoi. And just to make it clear, so he tells you, Be'urta det last Nagi Arba. On our invitations, we say this is going to be on Tuesday evening. The Tuesday evening in Halacha is actually Wednesday. So, in case you might get confused, so Abaye is generous. He tells you, Be'urta det last. The evening, the end of Sholesh, or the end of Tuesday, Nagi Arba, the eve of Wednesday. basically we're talking at Tuesday 6 p.m. in English. And in French, it's Tuesday 18 hours. Okay. So that is the moment which we're looking at, and that is identified with Shabsoi. To understand who is Shabsoi, Wann ist er angekommen, der Shabsoi? Alright. Now the Rashi in Erevin, Daf Nun Vov, where it talks about Kufas Shmuel. So Rashi tells you, if you want to know a bit more about the seven Kochovim, which we'll discuss at Arichas relatively in a moment. So he says, you want to know the source for this, understand it more. There is Mevuah B'Sefer Chachmoni, Lehachochom Reb Shabsi Donelo Zatzal. I was learning Erevin recently, and I saw this Rashi, and I was curious, who is this Reb Shabsi, who Rashi mentions, and the Sefer Chachmoni. It's a Pirush on Sefer Yetzirah, where it mentions the seven Kochovim. And the Shabsi has got this, he was Mechaba, the Sefer Chachmoni, it's in many editions of the Sefer Yetzirah. And why are we mentioning this? To understand that these seven Kochovim are significant, and they are significant in, since Tchilas Man HaBriyah, Sefer Yetzirah is attributed to Adam Rishon, to Avraham Avinu, and the Sefer Yetzirah talks about these Shiva Koich Ve'Leches, these seven stars are discussed by Arichas there. Just one little quote from Sefer Yetzirah. It takes the Chof base Oisus of the Aleph base. Aleph Mem Shin are the Erois. Discusses there. Then he's got 7 and 12. You've got 22 letters, yeah? 3 and 7. You've got 12 left. So the 7 correspond to the Shiva Koch Velech. Yeah? So those are the letters of Begad Kafras. Those who know Dikduk, you've got Beged Kefes, the Oisus Mudgoshes. And the Reish is a more Mudgoshes letter in the first place. So it says the seven letters of Begad Kafras correspond to the Shiva Keich Veleches, and in the Tzura Sa'odom correspond to the seven apertures in the face. You've got two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and the mouth. That is what the corresponding to those seven. And then the other 12 correspond to the 12 mazolos, which we are familiar with, the 12 constellations of the zodiac. That is what it says in Sefer Yetzirah. The other sources which I've used, is one of them is the Sefer Pirkei d'Rebbe Elezer, which the first few chapters of Pirkei d'Rebbe Elezer describes, goes into detail of Tchilas HaBriyah. And again he talks about this Sheva Kochovim Be'arichas. Okay, so you have here, you can see this sheet, this is sheet number
one.
Okay, so this sheet you have here, we are working with the earth in the center. Now we are familiar that there are two modules in astronomy, whether the world is at the center, and that's called the geocentric module, and that was accepted until about 500 years ago across the board, and then came along Copernicus, and he came up with a new module that the sun is the middle of the universe, and everything is dreitzach around the sun, and that is known as the heliocentric module. I'm not going into the debate which one's right or wrong, I'm just learning Gemara and Halacha, and the understanding of the Gemara is the world, the earth is the center, and everything is going around the world. Okay, now what this means is, in simple terms, you know, in the playground there's a roundabout. On the roundabout, in the middle there's a pole. In the middle of this pole, the earth is the middle of the pole, this pole in the middle. Ha'oretz lo'olam moimedes. And then there's a roundabout, the Gantz Zach Dreitzach, there's a roundabout, there's Kinderlach on the roundabout, and they're going around. And this whole system is, according to module, the Magzer Yoimi, the whole thing is Dreitzach Arumat, every day is going around all the way around the world, and it's going actually 361 degrees a day. Okay, but what's in the gear for the moment? We want to find Shabsai. Shabsai is the furthest planet in this system, the outermost planet, and then you have the next one down. It's color coded, so you've got the second one is Tzedek, Jupiter, and then you have Mars, which is that's the green one. Actually, it's the red one, but in the color code it's green. And then the red one is the Sun, and then you have the shiny one, Noiga. The word Noiga is always written with a dot in the hay. Those who love Dikduk. Why is there a dot in the hay of Noiga? You cannot have an open-ended pasach at the end of a word. It has to have an end, like gam, as an end. It's you can't have it a simple consonant of just with an open pasach. That's why it has a dogish in the hey of noiga, not because of smichus of possessive. Right there, so noiga, and then you have koichov, and then the closest planet to us is obviously the Levona. So these are the seven koichovim. These are known as a Shiva Koich Veileches. The name Koich Veileches, translated here as roving stars, is in to contrast them to Koich Veisheves, the stars which we are know about all the in the zodiac and all other stars. They are parked. They've got a parking spot and they stay there. Zegen Erges Nisht. The Koich Veileches are those which are moving around. They've got their own independent cycle. That's why they're known as the Koich Veileches rather than the to distinguish them from the Koich Veisheves. Okay, so this is the Gashmizdike position as they are in this module. How the each one has got its circle, its orbit. You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. So you've got the Ches stands for Shiva Rakim Ve'Oretz. So what are the Shiva Rakim? These are the Shiva Rakim. This is the pshat of the Shiva Rakim, and they are not color-coded up there. The Rambam says they are transparent. These spheres are clear; you can see through them. And these are the Shiva Rakim. You look in Rambam in Yisei De'Ateira Peder Gimel. He talks about more spheres around. You've got the Machzor Yoimi. You've got beyond this. You've got where the constellations of the zodiac are. Those are beyond this. But Bichlolus. Neptune is one of those, and by the way, Pluto, Baruch Hashem, is gefreg because Metamorphosis Geschichte. But Neptune and Uranus are not visible to the naked eye, and therefore they are not counted as part of the Shiva Koich Veileches.
Did the Rambam, did they understand that the stars, the Koich Veileches, are set into a sphere?
Yes.
So this is seven layers.
Seven concentric layers around the Oretz. Yes.
And the sphere, the crystalline sphere, if you like, is going round the world.
They are spheres, orbits, and sedrates of the galgal. Therefore, the planet goes with it. That's how I believe the understanding in Siddhartha is.
The hypothesis is not as we have it today, because you mentioned Copernicus.
Yeah.
So it's really
Copernicus is not the last word in it. There are Chayilkim on him, and
there's a guy
but
in Israel, but
Baruch Hashem, they are, you know,
okay.
I'm not an astronomer. I learn a bit of Gemara, so I'm not going to debate with Copernicus. Learn Pshat in Gemara. Okay. Now, what is now Negea to us, though? Now let's go over from astronomy to astrology. And that is that from Sefer Yetzirah, these seven Kechovim have been given an hour of influence each in a 7-hour rotation. And if you want to take a look at number five, you'll see what we're talking about. That, now the operative Rosh Tevez here is Shatsam Chanchal Shabsoid Tzedek Madim Chamo Noiga Koichav Levono. That is the rotation. It's a 7-hour cycle, and I'm going to start from Leil Dalet. Why am I starting from Leil Dalet? Because Abaya does. But why does Abaya start from? Why does he talk about Shabsai, which is Urta Detlas Nagi Arba? Because of the Yebrister created the planets in their position on Revi. When does Revi start? On Tuesday, 6 p.m. And therefore, that is the operative moment. If you look at the Rashi, which you have also on the Rashi, when he talks about Shabsai, Shem Shor Rishoino Shelel Revi Shebeoiso Shor Nislu Hamoiros. That's the time when they were placed in position. So, let's try to get this clear. The metzias of the astronomy is that that's when it was placed. As a result, when it comes to the astrology, we are following the sequence of the first moment of the Bria, and since in Bria they are in formation in that sequence, therefore the astrology follows that sequence also. And therefore the operative moment is on Leil Dalet, and that is Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. 6 to 7 is the dominance of Koichav Shabsai, and then you can follow on, it keeps on rotating, Shatam Chanchal, that 7 hour sequence keeps on roving around, and in a 7 day week, it's 24 cycles, because 7 times 24 and 24 times 7 equals the same, yeah? So the 7 hour cycle happens 24 shots a week. 3 times a day, plus 3 hours change. I want to share with you what it came up with, quite fascinating, whilst looking through this. The second column, every second column is the first hour of the day. The first column, which is you've got the red letters, those are the first hours of the night, from 6 to 7 p.m., and those which are in a dark blue background with a yellow writing, those are the first hours of 6 to 7 a.m. The sequence of the first hour of the night is Katznash Chalam. If you want to look at your sheet, you'll see that. And the first hour of the morning is Chalam Katznash.
Okay.
Big grace of Gilu. But look at this carefully. The first hour of Sunday morning is Chamo. Hence the name in English, Sunday. The first hour of Monday is Levono, and that is Monday or Lundi in French. The third, on Tuesday, the first hour is Mem, is Mardim, and those who speak French is Mardi. The first hour of Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m. on Wednesday, is Mercury, and hence the French Mercredi, and it's not just French, it's a number of languages, I checked it out. Tzedek, which is Jupiter, is the first hour of Jeudi, of Thursday, still in French. Noiga, the shiny one, Venus, is Vendredi, and back to English, back across the channel, and now we have the first hour of Shabbos morning is Shabsoi, is Saturn, hence the English name Saturday. Why is it significant? I'm telling you this, I worked with Rabbi Shapira when he became a member of the parliament, of the Polish parliament. So he came to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to him, I thought that you become an Oide Behuda, and now I see you became famous amongst the Goyim. So the Rebbe Shapira said to his Rebbe, he said, sometimes in order to become an Oide Behuda, you have to first become an Oide Behuda. Sometimes people respect something when it's an Oide Behuda. So when you see that these days are accepted by Goyim also, but you know, they might register as Azedas. I call upon him. So these seven, this is the formation, the astrology. One other thing which occurred to me on Shabbos, why is Saturn called Shabsai? Poshtazach is that is the dominant hour for the beginning of Shabbos morning. But it could be another thing, that you have Bosa Shabbat and Kama Shabbat. The first three days of the week are called Bosa Shabbato, and if you wrote in a star Bosa Shabbato, you know it means up till Tuesday, also relevant for Havdalah. And then the first day, from Wednesday through till Shabbos, is called Kama Shabbato. When is the transition from Bosa Shabbato to Kama Shabbato? Is this moment at Tuesday 6 p.m. is finished Bosa Shabbato, and now is the beginning of Achana for Shabbos. That's why it's called Shabsoi, the beginning of the Achana for Shabbos. Those whom were already talking about the mazolas, Tifana Zelche Eden, who don't make Kiddush on Friday evening between 6 and 7 p.m., and that's mentioned in Mogen Avraham, I think in Simon Eresh Ayin Gimel, in Kiddush. And if you want to know what's it got to do with Mazel Mardim, look at the first thing on the second last column, that is Friday, that Veil Shabbos, 6 to 7 p.m., and that is the Mazel Mardim, and hence that minig of not making Kiddush because of the Gvuras of Mardim, etc. Another word about this, you have the two famous two Malochim who come Friday night to the house, and the good Malach and the not good Malach, and the good Malach sees everything wonderful, says, "Can you not to next week?" And the other one has to say Amen. Everyone knows this Agoda. There are those Mephoreshim who say that this is referring to the transition from the Mazel Tzedek to the Mazel Mardim. That Mazel Tzedek is the good one, and Mazel Mardim is the not good one, and the transition from the two is the Remes and the two Malochim, which come on a Friday night. I don't know how much time we have.
Okay,
I'm going to have to skip a lot of stuff. What's the matter? Okay. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. Now, so far for the cycle of the... that is. So now we know where Shabsoi is. And that is the crucial moment on Tuesday, 6 p.m. That is Mazel Shabsoi. And that's what Abaya mentions. And now we want to understand what is the significance of Tkufas Nisan. What does this mean? All right. So now, what we have here is a six. Let's look at 6 and 7. You've got here the world in the middle, and we've got here the daily cycle from east to west. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Now that is happening on a daily basis. And the reason why our clocks work clockwise is a replica of the motion of a sundial. And the reason why a sundial moves clockwise is because the sun does. And therefore, we're going to correct the English language perhaps. Instead of saying that the sun moves clockwise, we should say that the clocks move sunwise. But we'll still keep to the word sun clockwise because that's what we're familiar with for the moment. Okay, so the whole, as we've said before, the roundabout is rotating clockwise around the around Earth. At the same time, on this roundabout, there's one little kid who, instead of following the motion of the roundabout, is walking against the direction of the roundabout, on the roundabout itself. Imagine on a bus, which is walking this way, and I'm walking backwards. So on this roundabout, which is moving clockwise, there is a planet which is moving anti-clockwise, and that is the sun. But it's not moving as fast as the roundabout. The roundabout is doing a daily rotation of 361 degrees. The sun is doing an annual movement of 360 degrees. So it's a much slower movement. This movement of the sun on an annual basis explains what is happening about why do we have long days in the summer and short days in the winter. What's happening here? The sun rises in the east and sets in the west, but it doesn't rise in the same position in the east. Actually, in summer, it's rising north of the equator and setting north of the equator on the west. In winter, it's rising south of the equator, and therefore us in the northern hemisphere have less exposure, and it's set in the south of the equator. That is what's happening on an annual basis. The longest day and the shortest night is known as the summer solstice. The shortest day and the longest night is known as the winter solstice. And there are those moments, 2 days a year, where Yoim V'Laila Shovim, and they are called the equinoxes. Okay. The northernmost, now the circle is the wallpaper of the roundabout, so to speak, has got the 12 mazolas, which I don't have time to discuss bariches. But we're all familiar, those 12 groups of stars, which have got their various names, Tled, Lim, Uznaim, etc. And there is, what you see on this diagram over here, you're talking here about an anti-clockwise motion of the sun as it's throughout the year. And Yemei Nisan, the sun is rising smack in the middle of Mizrach, and that is the time when it's Mazal Tleh. And then it grows further north. It says in Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, Uvoikeya Chaloinei Rokia, that it says that there are 366 windows in the heaven, and every day the sun is coming out from a different Chaloin. It doesn't mean UPVC windows. It means a portal in the heaven. Every day the sun is coming out slightly higher, until it peaks out till the highest point, and those, you all know, Tropic of Capricorn, the tropics. The meaning of the tropics means that is the highest or the lowest point where the sun will be Beresh Kol Odom, where the sun will be right above your head. In our part of the world, the Shemesh is never Beresh. It will always be a little bit south of us. The Shemesh never comes straight above us. If you are more tropical, then you will have times of the year where the sun will be Beresh Kol Odom. at Chatzos. At any rate, so that is the movement of the sun, which goes gradually till the highest point is, that's Tkufas Tammuz, where the sun is. The wallpaper there is Sartom, which is Cancer, and then it moves back. It keeps on. It's a wheel, it's not a seesaw, yeah? It keeps on every day another degree, and now it's going down until it will come to Moznayim, which is the time of Tishrei, and so on. Okay, so that is the annual cycle of the sun, which is an anti-clockwise motion. That cycle, according to Shmuel, takes 365 days and 6 hours. As we know, there's a whole discussion that Tkufas Shmuel is a little bit longer than the what's known as Gashmius and what's known as also the Tkufa of Rav Ado. But be that as it may, we're working now lehaloche, according to Tkufas Shmuel, that the difference between 1 year and the next is a 6 hour difference. You can see that in the Goyesha calendar, that they've got a 6 hour increment every year, and that is adjusted by having every 4 years and that 29th of February. That, as I say, is not totally accurate, and that is why once, I think, in 400 years, there is no 29th of February, and that's why the year 2000 did not have a 29th of February, even though it's a fourth year.
Every 400
does have.
Every 100 years they skip, and every 400 years they don't skip.
Okay, fine. So, all right. Bola lamed and nimsa lamed. Okay, don't worry. As I say, I learn Gemara and Halacha. What happens then is, if you work it out that every 4 years, every year you have extra 6 hours, every 4 years you gain a day. Okay. So now take a look at this sheet. Sheet number 8, and so now we're starting from the year Shasa Hascholo, where we have the Moilud, so the sun placed into position on Tuesday at 18 hours, which is Urta Ditlas Nagi Arba. Next year it will be 365, has 52 weeks, which is 364 days. You've got change 1 day and 6 hours. In other words, 30 hours change per year. That means if the moment of the Moilad was year one at 18 hours, so next year it will be 30 hours later in the week. So it will be Wednesday, 18 plus 6, it means Chatzos HaLailo, Thursday morning at midnight. 30 hours next year, that moment of the when the sun is back to the same position in that annual cycle will be again 30 hours later, so you're now from Thursday now to Friday, and now it's Friday 6 a.m. and then year 4 is going to be on Shabbos, and Shabbos is going to be 6 hours later, so it's Shabbos 12 noon, and then it's going to be on the 5th year, it's going to be back to 6 p.m. yes? Okay. So it's going to take 4 years to get back to the same time of the day. So for the sun to come back to the same hour of the day as it was at the moment of Briyas HaOlam, it takes 4 years. But it's a different day of the week. Now, I'll bring to your attention, Rashi points it out in that Rashi over here, that there's a 5-day difference between each fourth year. Look at this. Tuesday, yeah? So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So that's year 5. Then from Sunday to from year 5 to year 9 is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So each time it's 5 days later. What I realized, I saw last night in Pirkei Deir Blezer, which I don't have on the sheets. If you want to compare this sheet with this sheet, yeah, look at the hour, the first year, Shabsoi, Tuesday at 6 p.m. is Tuesday at 6 p.m., which on your sheet will be Leil Dalet, is Shabsoi, right? Now go on to year 5, Sunday, 6 p.m. That's going to be Leil Beis. What koichov is that? Tzedek. Okay, good. Doing well. Then let's go on to Friday, 18 hours, which is Leil Shabbos. So it's Maadim, right? And keep on, Wednesday, 18 hours, which is Leil Hay, is going to be, is Ches. So the sequence, which is fascinating, that every, over the 28 years, every fourth year, the Tuesday evening, the evening when it starts, is in the sequence of the Shatzam Chanchal. Now you follow what I'm saying here. That the sequence of the seven stars, which we have been saying that is such a significant, that they've got 7 hour rotation. So besides them being in a 7 hour rotation, we have here that the emergence of the sun, the first hour of every 4 years, where the sun is back to 6 p.m. every fourth year, it's going to be in the sequence of Shatam Chanchal. This is basically what's happening here, the Seder of the 28 years, that you need to, in order to get back, as you can see on it quite graphically, in order to get back to Tuesday, 18 hours, it needs to take 7 times 4 years, which equals 28. Just to finish off, what can I say here?
How do you get 30 hours? Can you explain that again?
30 hours is 365 days and 6 hours. Take away 52 weeks, which is exactly 364 days. So you're left with 1 day and 6 hours. So 30 hours. Finish. There's so much more which can be said about this, but one last word. And that is, l'choyre, this whole thing, this whole 28 years, in astronomy is a non-event. Scorched. What's the difference whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday? Astronomically, Tuesday and Wednesday is no difference at all. You can say 365 days is a mice. You can say 29 days and 12 hours and Tashtag Halokim is a mice astronomically. But the days of the week has got no bearing l'maisa in astronomy at all. The only power is in the... We have Sheshes and Mebreshes and Shabbos. And you have this inyan of the Mazolus, of the Sheva Kechavim. L'cha'era. The Kechavim are Mekablim from the Oyer HaShemesh. So why is the sun's birthday anniversary celebrated when it's on Elibus Shabbosai? The beautiful Musar Haskil. That you can be a Chochem and you can be a Mashpia, but your Shleimus is judged by your Talmidim. But when you have your Talmidim in line with the Hadrocha which you've given them, when the Chamo is in line, the Shabbosai is there, his Talmidim are there, then you know that the Chama has been a Matzliach in his mission. I wish you all a Hoshe Feilchem Pesach and